The next word is debris. The word debris in English has several meanings in Russian, but we'll focus on the academic one. Stepenieri. Stepien. The sentence we'll use is Breakdown. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronunciation. On, like, own, but with a shorter O. P-O-L-U-K-E-L. Poochil. Received, verb, past tense, masculine singular, perfect aspect, pronunciation. Poochil, like, poochil, with a soft, ch. Stepenieri. Stepien. Debris, noun, feminine, accusative case, pronunciation. Stepen, like, stepen, with the N being a soft N sound. Bakalaver. Bakalaver. Bachelor, noun, masculine, nominative case, pronunciation. Bakalaver, like, bakalaviar, with the V being a soft V sound. Ver. In preposition, pronunciation. V, like, V, in, very. Obelaste. Oblasti. Field, noun, feminine, genitive case, pronunciation. Oblasti, like, oblasti, with a soft T. Esteorie. Historie. History, noun, feminine, genitive case, pronunciation. Historiae, like, history, with a soft I sound at the end. Meaning. He received a bachelor's degree in history. Key concepts. Gender. Nouns in Russian have gender, and this affects the form of adjectives, pronouns, and articles. Case. Russian uses case endings to show the function of nouns in a sentence. Aspect. Russian verbs have two aspects, perfective and imperfective, that indicate whether an action is completed or ongoing. Variations. Stepenieri. Stepien. Can be used for other academic degrees, such as Magister. Magister. Master's degree, or Doctor. Doctor. Doctorate. The preposition, where. Can be replaced by po. To mean, in the field of. English to Russian. Degree. Stepien. Bachelor. Bakalavr. Master. Magister. Doctor. Doctor. In. Field. Oblast. History. Historia. The next word is red. The Russian sentence is. Красная машина едет по дороге. Breakdown. Красная. This word means red and is the feminine form of the adjective. It's used to describe the car, which is feminine in Russian. The masculine form is Krasnui. And the neuter form is Krasnui. The adjective Krasnui can be used to describe any noun that is red. Mashuna. This means car and is a feminine noun. It's pronounced like mashina. The plural form is mashunu. Yeet. This means is driving and is the present tense, third person singular of the verb. Yeet. To drive. It's pronounced like yeet. Po. This is a preposition that means along or on and is used before a noun that indicates a surface or path. It's pronounced like po. Дороги. This means road and is the dative case of the feminine noun. Дорога. Road. It's pronounced like ROG. Translation: the red car is driving on the road. Pronunciation guide: Krasnaya. Krasnaya. Mashina. Mashina. Yegit. Yibet. Po. Po. Dorogi. Dorogi. The next word is husband. Hash hash. Moi mush rabotayit inženyerom. Breakdown. Moi. This is the possessive adjective meaning my. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is husband in this case. This word is pronounced like moi, rhymes with boy. Mush. This is the noun husband. It is masculine and singular. Pronunciation: emuj. The u sound is like the u in moon. Rabotayit. This is the present tense, third person singular verb, works. The ending yete signifies that the subject is he, she, or it. Pronunciation: rabiotayit. The o is short, as in hot. Inženyerom. This is the instrumental case of the noun engineer. It signifies the means by which the action is performed. Pronunciation: inženyerom. The e in is like the e in met. Translation: my husband works as an engineer. Key concepts. Possessive adjectives. These adjectives show ownership or possession. In Russian, they agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Noun cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. This is known as case. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form depending on the person, number, and tense. Variations of husband. Superhook. Superhook, this word is more formal and can refer to both a male and female spouse. Женатый мужчина. Женатый мужчина, this literally translates to married man. This is a more formal way of referring to a husband. Pronunciation tips. Stress. In Russian, the stress is not always predictable and can change the meaning of a word. Make sure to pay attention to the stress marks in dictionaries or online resources. Vowels. The vowels in Russian are pronounced differently than in English. Practice listening to native speakers and using online pronunciation tools. Consonants. Russian has many consonants that are not present in English, such as sh, sh, and zh, zh. Practice these sounds with the help of a tutor or online resources. The next word is access. The word dostup, pronounced dostupi, means access in Russian. It's a noun, and it can refer to both physical access, like entering a building, and digital access, like logging into an account. In this sentence, we're using the genitive case of dostup. Dostupa. Pronounced dostupa, to show possession. Here's an example sentence. Let's break it down. Umyna. This means I have and is the possessive form of the pronoun. Night, this means no or not. Dostupa. Dostupa, this is the genitive case of the noun. Dostup. Which means access. Ka. K, this preposition means to or towards. Etoy. Atoy, this means this and is the dative case of the demonstrative pronoun. Eta. Eta. Informatsi. Informatia, this is the dative case of the noun. Informatia. Informatia, which means information. Translation. I do not have access to this information. Remember, the key to understanding this sentence is to recognize the genitive case of the noun. Dostup. Which is Dostupa. Word breakdown. Access, English. Dostup. Dostupi, Russian, information, English. Informatsiya. Informatsiya, Russian. The next word is movement. The word Dvizhenie. Pronounced Dvizhenie, can be used to express a variety of movements, both physical and abstract. This word is a noun, and can be used in various contexts, including sentence. Dvizhenie. Avtomobili. По улицам. Было интенсивным. Breakdown. Движение. Pronounced движение, movement. This is the noun in the sentence. Автомобили. Pronounced автомобили, of cars. This is a genitive plural form of the noun. Автомобиль. Pronounced автомобиль, car. По. Pronounced по, along. This is a preposition used to show direction. Улицам. Pronounced улицам, streets. This is a dative plural form of the noun. Улица. Pronounced улица, street. Было. Pronounced было, was. This is the past tense of the verb. Быть. Pronounced bite, to be. Intensivnym. Pronounced intensivnym, intensive. This is an adjective in the instrumental case, and modifies the noun. Движение. Translation. The movement of cars along the streets was intense. Variations. Движение. Can also be used to refer to a political or social movement. For example, студенческое движение. Pronounced студенческое движение, student movement. The word двигать. Pronounced двигать, to move, can be used as a verb. For example, он двигает стол. Pronounced on двигает стол, he is moving the table. Pronunciation guide. Две. Like the, V in, they. Like the, V in, victory. I. Like the, E in, see. Je. Like the, ZH in, vision. Ye. Like the, E in, yes. N. Like the, N in, no. I. Like the, E in, see. Ye. Like the, ye, in, yes. English, movement Russian. Движение. Pronounced движение. The next word is treat. The word, treat, can have several different meanings in English, but we will focus on the meaning of, to treat someone kindly, or, to treat someone well. The Russian word for, to treat, in this context is, относиться. Pronounced, относиться. Here's an example sentence. Он всегда относился ко мне с уважением. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced, он, he. Всегда. Pronounced, всегда, always. Относился. Pronounced, относился, treated. Ka. Pronounced, k, to, preposition. Ней. Pronounced, ней, her. С. Pronounced, s, with, preposition. Уважением. Pronounced, уважением, respect. Translation. He always treated her with respect. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Ottositsa. Ottositsia changes its ending based on the subject and tense. In this example, the verb is in the past tense, third person singular, which is why it ends in sa. Sia. Prepositions. The prepositions. Ka. K. And S are essential to understand the grammatical structure of the sentence. They indicate direction and manner, respectively. Nouns. The nouns. On. On and ne. Ne are the subject and object of the sentence. Variations. Ottositsa. Ottositsia can also be used to express how one feels towards something or someone, like I relate to her. Ja otnoszuska nies ponimanim. Ja otnoszuska nies ponimanim. Pronunciation guide. Ottositsa. Ottositsia, stress on the second syllable. On. On, stress on the first syllable. Vsigda. Vsigda, stress on the first syllable. Nay. Nay, stress on the first syllable. S, unstressed syllable. Uvajenium. Uvajenium, stress on the second syllable. English translation. Treat, to behave towards someone or something in a particular way. Russian translation. Otnositsa. Otnositsia, to treat, to behave towards, to relate to. The next word is identify. Hash hash. Apredilit. Apredilit, the identity of the suspect. Breakdown. Apredilit. Apredilit, is the infinitive form of the verb, to identify. The infinitive form is the base form of a verb, and it is used without any conjugation. Apredilit. Apredilit is a perfective verb. Perfective verbs in Russian describe actions that are completed, have a definite ending point, or a single action. You can tell that it is a perfective verb because it ends in the suffix. It. It. Apredilit. Apredilite is the third person singular form of the verb to identify. This means that the subject of the sentence is he, she, or it. Variations. The infinitive form of the verb to identify is apredilat. Apredilat. The imperfective form of the verb apredilat. Apredilat is used to describe actions that are ongoing or repeated. For example, Politsia apredilayat lichnost podozrivayimova. Politsia apredilayat lichnost podozrivayimova. The police are identifying the identity of the suspect. Example sentence. Politsia dozhna apredilit lichnost podozrivayimova. Politsia dalzhnaa apredilit lichnost podozrivayimova. The police must identify the identity of the suspect. English translation. Identify. Apredilit. Apredilit. The next word is loss. The sentence is Ya potirao kluch ot mashinu. Breakdown. Ya, I, pronoun, subject of sentence. Potirao. Potirao, lost, verb, past tense, masculine singular. Kluch. Kluch, key, masculine noun. Ot. Ot, from, of, preposition. Mashinu. Mashinu, car, feminine noun. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and adjectives, pronouns, and verbs must agree in gender with the noun. In this sentence, the verb potirar potirial is masculine to agree with the masculine noun. Knute. Kliot. Prepositions. Russian uses prepositions frequently, and they are essential to understand the meaning of the sentence. Here, the preposition ot. Ot clarifies that the key is specifically for the car. Variations. The verb potirar potirial could be changed for other tenses. For example, ya potiraju kliut. Ya potreju kliut. I will lose the key. Or ya tiraju kliut. Ya tiryaju kliut. I am losing the key. The noun kliut. Kliut could be replaced with other nouns to create different sentences. For example, ya potirar telefon. Ya potirial telefon. I lost the phone. Pronunciation. Ya. Pronounced like the English ya. Potirar. Potirial. Pronounced like potirial. Knut. Kliut. Pronounced like kliut. Ot. Ot. Pronounced like ot. Машину. Машину, pronounced like машиной. English translation. I lost the car key. The next word is чал. Hash hash. Мы должны поехать на море. Breakdown. Мы. We. Pronounced. Мы. The Y is similar to the E in C. Должны. Must, should, have to. Pronounced. Должна. The ZH is similar to the S in pleasure. Поехать. To go by vehicle. Pronounced. Поехать. На. On, to, at. Pronounced. На. Море. See. Pronounced. Морай. Meaning, we should go to the sea. Key concept. The verb должны is a modal verb. Modal verbs, like should, can, may, are used to express possibility, obligation, or permission. Variations. Мы можем поехать на море. We can go to the sea. Мы хотим поехать на море. We want to go to the sea. English translation. Shall должен, 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 должна, должен, еру, должны, should, must, have to. Russian translation. Должен, 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 должна, должен, еру, должны, shall, must, should. The next word is modern. The word modern in Russian is современный. Современное. This is an adjective meaning something new, up to date, or belonging to the present time. Here is a sentence example. Это современный фильм. Это современное краткое фильм. This translates as this is a modern film. The word film. Film means film in English and is pronounced film. Breakdown. Это. Это, this. It is a pronoun meaning this. Современный. Современное краткое, modern. It is an adjective meaning new, current, or belonging to the present time. Film. Film, film. It is a noun referring to a movie. Film. Is in the nominative case as the subject of the sentence. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the neutral form of to be. Key concepts. The adjective. Современный. Современное краткое is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the masculine singular noun. Film. Film. The word order is subject verb adjective noun, which is the common order for basic Russian sentences. Variations. The adjective. Современный. Современное лекарское can also be used in the feminine singular form. Современное. Современное, or the plural forms. Современные. Современное, for masculine or feminine nouns. Pronunciation guide. Современный. Современное лекарское, the stress is on the second syllable, vray. Film. Film, the stress is on the first syllable, fill. Translation. Modern. Современный. Современное лекарское, film. 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 The next word is new. The word new in Russian is новый. Новые. It is an adjective and can be used in many ways. For example, you can say новая книга. Новая книга. Which means new book. The word новый. Новые. Changes form based on gender and number. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. Новая. Новая. Is the feminine form of the adjective. Новый. Новые. It is used because. Книга. Книга. Is feminine. Книга. Книга means book. Here is an example of a sentence using the masculine form of the word. Новый телефон. Новый телефон. Which means new phone. Телефон. Телефон. Is masculine, so we use the masculine form of. Новый. Новые. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Number. Nouns can be singular or plural. Adjectives must agree in number with the noun they modify. Pronunciation. Новые. Новые. Nova. Новая. 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 Книга. 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 Телефон. 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 English. New Russian. Новый. Новые. The next word is pressure. The word pressure in English has a few different meanings and can be translated into Russian in several ways. Let's look at an example where pressure refers to a force applied to a surface. Sentence. The давление воды на плотину было очень. Synonym. Breakdown. Давление. Pronunciation. Давление means pressure in the sense of a force. Воды. Pronunciation. Воды is the genitive plural of the noun. Вода. Water and means of water. На. Pronunciation. На is a preposition meaning on. Platinu. Pronunciation. Platinu is the accusative singular of the noun. Platina. Dam. Bula. Pronunciation. Below is the past tense of the verb, to be. Ochin. Pronunciation. Ochen means very. Synonym. Pronunciation. Selim is an adjective meaning strong. Translation. The pressure of the water on the dam was very strong. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the ending of the word in different grammatical cases. Давление is a neuter noun. Case. In Russian, nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this sentence, давление is in the nominative case, subject of the verb. Воды is in the genitive case, possessive, and плотину is in the accusative case, direct object. Variations. The word давление can also refer to other types of pressure, such as psychological pressure, or pressure in a tire. Word pronunciation. Давление. Pronunciation. Давление. Вода. Pronunciation. Вода. Платина. Pronunciation. Платина. The next word is bus. Hash hash. Автобус. Уже. Отъехал. Breakdown. Автобус. Автобус, the word for bus in Russian. Pronunciation. Автобус. Уже. Уж, this means already. Pronunciation. Уже. Отъехал. Отъехал, this is the past tense, masculine form of the verb, to leave. Pronunciation. Отъехал. Meaning, the bus has already left. Key concept. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. Автобус is masculine, so the verb отъехал to leave has to agree in gender and number with the noun. Variations. Автобусы. Автобусы, this is the plural form for buses. Отъехала. Отъехала, this is the past tense, feminine form of the verb, to leave. English and Russian translation. Bus. Автобус. Автобус, already. Уже. Уж, left. Отъехал. Отъехал. The next word is treatment. The patient received a лечение. Лечение. For their illness. Breakdown. Лечение. Лечение is the word for treatment. It is a noun that can take different forms based on gender and the case. In this sentence, the word is in the nominative case and is singular. The nominative case is the subject of the sentence, like the patient. In the genitive case, the ending is лечение. This is the object of the preposition, for, like, for their illness. Пациент. Пациента means patient. It is a noun that has a masculine ending. Получил means received, and is in the masculine past tense. Болезнь. Болезни means illness. It is a noun that has a feminine ending. Variations. The word лечение can also be used as a verb, meaning to treat. Врач лечит пациента. The doctor treats the patient. Pronunciation. Лечение. Лечение. Пациент. Part science. Получил. Получил. Болезнь. Болезнь. Translation. Treatment. Лечение. Лечение. Patient. Пациент. Пациент. Received. Получил. Получил. illness. Begin. Barlemen. The next word is conference. The word. Conferencia. Conferencia. Means, conference, in Russian. It is a feminine noun, so it takes feminine endings in the grammatical cases. Here's an example sentence using conferencia. На конференции обсуждались актуальные проблемы экономики. Breakdown. На. On, at, in, preposition, indicates location. Конференции. Конференции. Conference, feminine noun, in the prepositional case. Обсуждались. Were discussed, verb, past tense, plural, passive voice. Актуальные. Актуальные. Current, topical, adjective, plural, nominative case. Проблемы. Проблемы. Problems, noun, plural, nominative case. Экономики. Экономики. Economics, feminine noun, genitive case. Translation. At the conference, current problems of the economy were discussed. Pronunciation. Конференция. 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 Обсуждались. 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 Актуальные. 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 Проблемы. 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 Экономики. 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 Key concept. The sentence demonstrates the use of the prepositional case in Russian, which is used to indicate location or association. Remember, the prepositional case is typically used with prepositions like на, на, on, at, in. Variations. The word конференция can also be used in the plural form конференции. Конференции. The verb обсуждать. Обсуждать. To discuss can be used in different tenses and forms to indicate different time frames and actions. The next word is yourself. The word yourself in English translates to себя. Себя in Russian. Here is an example. Я люблю себя. Я люблю себя. Breakdown. Я. Я equals I. Люблю. Люблю equals love. Себя. Себя equals myself sentence meaning I love myself. Key concepts. In Russian, the word for yourself is себя. Себя, and it is used in the accusative case. Note that the word order in Russian is more flexible than in English, but the basic structure of the sentence is the same. Subject, I, verb, love, object, myself. Pronunciation. Себя. Себя, the E is pronounced like the E in bed. The ya is pronounced like ya in yard. The be is pronounced like the b in boy. Variations. The word себя. Себя can also be used in the genitive case. Себя. Себя equals of yourself or the dative case. Себе. Себ equals to yourself. English. Yourself. Pronoun. Russian. Себя. Себя. Pronoun. The next word is supply. The Russian sentence is Magazin snabjayit pokupateli produktami. The breakdown of the sentence. Magazin. Pronounced magazin, this is the noun, store, in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Snabjayit. Pronounced snabjayit, this is the verb, to supply, in the present tense, third person singular. It indicates that the store is doing the supplying. Pokupateli. Pronounced pokupatele, this is the noun, buyers, in the accusative case, the object of the verb. The accusative case is used to indicate the direct object of a verb. Produktami. Pronounced produktami, this is the noun, products, in the instrumental case. The instrumental case is used to indicate the tool, or means by, which an action is performed. In this case, the store is supplying the buyers with products. The sentence means, the store supplies buyers with products. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb snabjayit, to supply. The sentence uses the accusative case of the noun pokupateli, buyers, to indicate the direct object of the verb. The sentence uses the instrumental case of the noun perodeukatami, products, to indicate the means by which the action is performed. Variations. The verb snabjayit can be used in different tenses and moods. For example, you could say Magazin snabjal pokupateli produktami. The store supplied buyers with products, past tense. You could also change the subject of the sentence. For example, you could say Pravitelstvo snabjalo naselenie produktami. The government supplied the population with products. Translation of words. Magazin. Store, magazine. Snabjayit. Supplies, snabjayit. Pokupateli. Buyers, pokupatele. Produktami. Products, produktami. The next word is village. The Russian word for village is деревня. Pronounced деревня. Here is a sentence using the word pronounced on he. This is the masculine pronoun used for a male subject. J-L. Ju. Pronounced, Jill, lived. This is the past tense of the verb J-T-E-R-I. Jut. Pronounced, Jit, meaning, to live. Where. Pronounced, V, in. This is a preposition meaning, in. In this context, it is used to show location. Malenkoi. Malenkoi. Pronounced malenkoi, small. This is the feminine form of the adjective malenkoi. Malenkoi. Pronounced malenkoi. Note the adjective changes in gender to match the noun it describes. In this case, malenya. Деревня. Malenya. Деревни. Pronounced деревни, village. This is the prepositional case of the noun деревня. Деревня. Note the ending changes in declension to match the preposition where. English translation. He lived in a small village. Key concepts. Gender. Nouns in Russian have gender, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Adjectives and pronouns must agree in gender with the nouns they modify. Declension. Nouns change form depending on their grammatical role in a sentence. This is called declension. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun and other words in the sentence. Variations of the word. The word derevenia, derevna, can also be used in the plural form, derevenie, derevni. Pronounced derevni, which means villages. Pronunciation tips. Ye is pronounced like the e in bed. Ya is pronounced like the y in yard. E is pronounced like the e in see. Ikatkoye is pronounced like the y in yes. Soft sign yeri does not have a sound, but softens the preceding consonant. Hard sign yer does not have a sound, but separates vowels. English translation. Village. Gyevna. Pronounced derevnia, small. Malenki. Pronounced malenki, lived. Zhil. Pronounced zhil, in. V. Pronounced viki. On. Pronounced on. The next word is worth. This book is. State. Reading. Breakdown. State. This is the state. Pronounced stoit, which means worth, or it is worth, in this sentence. The word is used in the singular, nominative form, and it is an infinitive. Chitat. To read. Kniga. Book. Sentence meaning, this book is worth reading. Variations. State. Can be used in many contexts with a slight change in meaning. Stoit kupit. Worth buying. Stoit popróbovat. Worth trying. Stoit posmotret. Worth watching. Stoit podumat. Worth thinking about. Translation. Stoit. Worth. Chitat. To read. Книга. Book. The next word is natural. The word natural in Russian is естественный. Pronounced естественный. Let's see how it can be used in a sentence. Sentence. Этот процесс является естественным. Breakdown. Этот. Pronounced, etot, means this, and is the masculine nominative singular form of the demonstrative pronoun. Process. Pronounced, process, means process. Here, it is in the nominative singular case. Yavlaitsa. Pronounced, yavlaitsia, means is. It's the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Boot. Pronounced, bit, meaning, to be. Естественным. Pronounced, естественным, means, natural, and is an adjective in the masculine nominative singular form, agreeing with the noun. Process. Translation, this process is natural. Variations of. Естественный. Pronounced. Естественный. Естественный. Pronounced. Естественный. Feminine nominative singular. Естественный. Pronounced. Естественный. Neuter nominative singular. Естественный. Pronounced. Естественный. Plural nominative. Key concept. Adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they modify in gender, number and case. This is a very important concept to understand in order to form correct sentences. English-Russian translation. Natural. Естественный. Pronounced. Естественный. The next word is express. The word express in English can have multiple meanings and be used in various grammatical contexts. In this sentence, we will use the verb form of express, meaning to communicate or to show. Let's examine the sentence. Он выразил своё мнение. Он выразил своё мнение. Breakdown. Он. He. This is the masculine pronoun, he. Pronounced, own. Выразил. Выразил. This is the past tense, masculine singular form of the verb to express, which is выразит. Выразит. The pronunciation is close to выразил. Свои. Свои, his or her slash its own. This is a possessive pronoun, and it is in the masculine singular form to agree with the subject. It is pronounced свои. Мнение. Мнение, opinion. Pronounced like мнение. Translation. He expressed his opinion. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives and pronouns must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs conjugate based on person, number, and tense. The verb, express. Выразить. Выразить, in the past tense, masculine singular form is выразил. Выразил. Possessive pronouns. In Russian, possessive pronouns indicate ownership, and agree with the noun they modify. Variations. Она выразила свое мнение. Она выразила свое мнение, she expressed her opinion. Они выразили свое мнение. Они выразили свое мнение, they expressed their opinion. English to Russian translation. Express. Выразить. Выразить, opinion. Мнение. Мнение. The next word is way. The word, way, can be translated in several ways in Russian, depending on the context. Here is one example using the word, way, to mean, method. Есть много способов сделать это. Есть. Есть. There is. Много. Много. Many. Способов. Способов. Ways. Plural. Genitive case. Сделать. Сделать. To do. Это. Это. This. Translation. There are many ways to do this. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. Here, the word способов. Способов is in the genitive case because it follows the preposition много. Много, many. Word order. Russian word order is more flexible than English. You could also say сделать это можно многими способами. Tense. The verb сделать. Сделать is in the infinitive form, which is used to express possibility or a general statement. Pronunciation. Есть. Есть. Sounds similar to yes, but with a slightly shorter e sound. Много. Много sounds similar to много. Способов. Способов sounds similar to способов. Сделать. Сделать sounds similar to сделать. Это. Это sounds similar to это. Other ways to translate way in Russian. Put. Put. Path. Route. Дорога. Дорога. Road. Способ. Способ. Method. Way. Манера. Манера. Manner. Way. The best translation for way will depend on the specific context of your sentence. The next word is indicate. The word, indicate, can be translated into Russian as указывать. Указывать. This verb is in the infinitive form, meaning it is not conjugated. To use it in a sentence, we need to conjugate it according to the subject and tense. Here is an example sentence. Эта карта указывает путь к сокровищу. Breakdown. Это. Это, this, feminine singular nominative case. Карта. Карта, map, feminine singular nominative case. Указывает. Указывает, indicates, third person singular present tense. Put. Put, way, path, masculine singular nominative case. Ка. К, то, preposition. Сокровищу. Сокровищу, treasure, neuter singular dative case. This sentence translates to, this map indicates the way to the treasure. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence, subject, object, etc. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change their endings depending on the subject, tense, and aspect, perfective, or imperfective. Prepositions. Prepositions in Russian often require a specific case for the noun that follows them. Pronunciation. Указывать. Указывать. Это. Это. Карта. Карта. Путь. Путь. Ка. К. Сокровищу. Сокровищу. Variations. The verb. Указывать. Can be used in different tenses, aspects, and moods. For example. Укажу. Укажу, I will indicate, future tense. Указал. Указал, I indicated, past tense, perfective aspect. Указывал. Указывал, I was indicating, past tense, imperfective aspect. Укажите. Указать, indicate. Imperative mood. English translation. Indicate. Указывать. Указывать. The next word is attend. The English word, attend, can be translated into Russian as посещать. Посещать. This verb means, to attend, or, to go to, an event, meeting, class, etc. It can also be used to describe being present at an event, or location. The verb is irregular, as the infinitive form is посещать. And the present tense is посещаю. P-O-S-E-S-H-C-H-A-Y-U. Посещаешь. Посещаешь. Посещает. Посещает, etc. Here is a sentence example. Я посещаю занятия по русскому языку. Я посещаю занятия по русскому языку. Translation. I attend Russian language classes. Я посещаю. Посещаю. I attend. Занятия. Занятия, classes. По, about, regarding. Русскому. Русскому, Russian. Языку. Языку, language. Pronunciation tips. Посещать. Посещать, start with the soft P sound, and the O sound similar to the English O, but slightly shorter. Then, the S sound is like in English. The E sound is similar to the English E, but slightly shorter and more closed. The SH sound is similar to the English SH, but slightly softer and more guttural. The CH sound is similar to the English CH, but slightly softer and more guttural. The sound is similar to the English but slightly shorter and more closed. The T sound is a soft, unaspirated T sound. Zangatier. Zangatier start with the Z sound similar to English Z, but slightly softer. The sound is like the English in father, but shorter. The N sound is similar to the English N, but slightly softer. The Y sound is similar to the English Y, but slightly shorter and more closed. Ruskamu. Ruskamu start with the R sound, which is similar to English R, but slightly softer. The U sound is similar to the English U in moon. The S sound is similar to the English S, but slightly softer. The K sound is similar to the English K, but slightly softer and more guttural. The O sound is similar to the English O, but slightly shorter and more closed. The M sound is similar to the English M, but slightly softer. The U sound is similar to the English U in moon. English translation. Attend/. Passichat. Postchat.